This is USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has stressed the need for bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown and says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
He emphasized that border concerns can't be addressed if the government closes. Republicans blame Democrats for overspending last year's budget, stated that Americans deserve an open government and a secured border. The U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody. North Korean state media announced yesterday that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from the country. King had been taken into North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour instead of boarding a flight back to the U.S. Retailers in Philadelphia are now taking stock of the aftermath following extensive looting last night. Deputy Commissioner John Stanford said police were dispatched to Center City, where around 100 individuals targeted retail establishments such as Apple Store, Lululemon, and Foot Locker.
What we had tonight was a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
Approximately 15 to 20 arrests were made. These incidents of looting followed a peaceful protest held earlier in the evening. Tonight in California, seven Republican presidential candidates are scheduled to debate. Among the contenders are Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fox News will be hosting the second GOP debate, which will again be skipped by former President Trump, the frontrunner of the party. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's camp about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80 years old. Six people are dead, including three children, after a train crashed into a car crossing a railroad track in the Tampa area. A group in an SUV was on their way to a home just across the railroad tracks when the train crashed into them. Four males, three females were in the car, some of them children. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says a witness parked by the tracks honked the horn to try to get the group's attention and indicated that the train's engineer sounded his horn as well as he tried to slow the train but was unable to avoid the crash. Looking for work? Look to UPS.
UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time jobs, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. The positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. I'm John Schaefer.
And we finally know who's going to be performing at halftime at the Super Bowl in February at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. It's Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher. Dave Collins, USA News.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his, too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.